Okay, I've hit record. Am I popping my peas? Popping my peas? Please don't put it in my peep. Okay, that sounds good. How about you?
Well, you ain't popping your peas, but are you feeling the burn? You feeling the burn, bitch?
It's good. Hey, everybody. I should have waited a little bit longer before I started talking, but I didn't because I'm just so excited about tonight's topic, spanning the globe, the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition, the doping, the dive-taking, sandbagging, ball-deflating. You know what? We're going to do it all here, tonight on JBC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening. And when I say, oh, yeah, do you think of the Kool-Aid guy or do you think of Macho Man Randy Travis? I mean, Randy Savage.
The first time you said it, I didn't think of either. Oh, hey, that fades right out. And the second time you said it, I immediately thought of Randy Savage. But then you mentioned the Kool-Aid Man, and I just thought, yeah, I think I like – I don't know. Have we had this discussion before? Who do you like better, the Macho Man or the Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah, after well over, you know, 50 episodes. Well, actually, this is what – this is the new podcast, so this is maybe the third episode. But we did have another podcast that was inferior to this one that needed to be shut down. And we did on that podcast talk about the similarities between which is Macho Man Randy Travis, and then oh yeah, which is the Kool-Aid guy bursting through a wall.
Hey,
but see, I brought up Macho Man Randy Travis because because he's a sportsman.
Yeah.
Now, some would say that's a fake sport. It's all set up like if somebody wins in the WWF?
Yeah.
Does that still exist? Anyway, professional wrestling is what they call it, I think, perhaps ironically. It's not a real competition, but I think it's still a sport. It's also kind of a theatrical performance at the same time.
Absolutely.
But Randy Travis is a good country singer.
Yeah. And he, if you want to hear Randy Travis, you can. You go to a CD store, you go to, I don't know if he's on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or whatever they're pitching these days, you know, like drunk earphone podcast. But if you want to hear us talk about Macho Man Randy Savage, Travis, and the Kool-Aid Man, you can't. Because, Joe, that was on the Lost episode.
That's not true. That's not true. And I don't want to debate that with you now. But, like, if you go back through the previous podcast, which is Just Be Cousins.
Yeah.
Our new podcast is Just Be Cousins.
Yeah.
But the last podcast, if you flip through all of the wonderful imagery that you've created and all the blurbs and read through them, not only did we talk about that once, but there was two episodes we talked about Macho Man Randy Travis.
Okay, I will grant you that you have a way better handle on what we've talked about than I have. And if you say that's true, I'm going to go with what you said. But I am lamenting the lost episode, and I'm pretty sure we talked about Macho Man Travis Randy on.
Well, the cool thing is then that means we talked about it three times. And this makes number four of how many times we've talked about it.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've talked about it on this podcast, just because it's.
Right.
Just because.
Yeah. But
so
we,
anyway, I brought him up because we've got a theme and well, it's a little bit it's broad. There's a large umbrella.
Uh-huh.
We've had a sports episode before, but I wanted to branch out and say this one is sports and fitness.
We had a sports episode?
Yeah, we had a sports episode.
Oh, you're right. It's chicken butt dust.
Yeah, chicken butt dust. Yeah. What does that have to do with sports? Fucking have no idea. But that was a fun episode. But this time we get to branch out a little bit. There's fitness. We can talk about health. I have a feeling we're going to talk about cock and nuts.
I think we are. I'd love to talk about cock and nuts. Wasn't that a law firm in New Jersey? Cock and nuts? Schmicklehammer, cock and nuts? Schmicklehammer, Schmicklehammer, cock and nuts?
Yeah.
Wasn't that one?
You know, I really wanted to come up with a good law firm name.
Yeah.
With cock and nuts in it.
Yeah.
And I failed. But you did a good job. So you thanks. Know, you pick it up. You pick up the slack. If I can't do it, you do it.
Yeah.
If you can't do it,
no one
then
can.
Yeah. Then we should stop the podcast. By the way, this new podcast, I know it's very young.
Yeah. We just started it.
But I feel like we're kind of exhibiting the same problems this time.
Okay.
And maybe it's better if we quit while we're behind. And but it's so anyway, we'll go into that later. Okay. So we have that to look forward to the end of this podcast forever to look forward to. Yeah. But anyway. But we got what? We got a theme. We got a couple of ads.
Yeah.
Arguments for cancellation.
Yep.
So on the theme of sports and fitness, putting you on the spot.
Go for it.
Do you have a topic to start us off, or maybe a funny story, or?
No, I don't remember what we talked about on the sports episode. So if I'm being redundant, I apologize. I like to run, and I got into running because I hurt my knee, and lateral movement was no longer an option, so I couldn't play soccer anymore. And I never was like the best soccer player, but I was good enough.
And your nickname was Psycho.
Yeah, that's there you go. Good. You do remember that and all that good stuff. Yeah. So for me, sport right now is running. Maybe what we could do, instead of talking about sport from the standpoint of performance, we could talk about sport from the standpoint of spectation. Is that a word? Spectation?
I thought it was spectatorship. I thought that was a joke, but maybe I accidentally said a real word.
Well, I could look it up, but I think a spectatorship is a country where the leader just looks at you. That's it. I mean, he just looks at you. Him or her just looks at you.
Well, like, I guess I could say,
hey,
a
king, should we like, you going to raise the taxes or should we grow some wheat or go to war or what? And he just looks at you. You're like, king, can we like, I don't know, get some reforms going or some edicts, maybe you could build a road. He just looks at you. He's like, fuck this spectatorship. I'm going to North Korea.
Yeah, are you going to rule this country with an iron fist, or are you just going to watch me as I complain about you not doing anything?
Yeah, and he just looks at you.
Welcome to the United States.
Boom! Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Say that again.
Yeah, welcome to the United States, everyone.
Okay, there you go. I don't know if you heard that. I should have turned it up, but in fact, I am going to turn it up because we're on.
That's the new clip. That's the new little button that you have, huh? That's a lot of fun.
We're on a new podcast, so we get to fuck around and try. Okay, one more time, Joe. Hit it.
Welcome to the United States, bitch.
Oh. Okay, that's fun.
Okay, yeah, we're working it out. Working it out. Now,
working it out.
here's the thing.
Yeah.
My sports spectatorship is so pathetic that my friends who are good sports fans and, you know, have emotional connections to teams and stuff are constantly just look at me sideways and fucking shake their heads. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And that's, I may have talked about this before, but I can go into it a little bit because I'm still kind of riding the wave of my 40th birthday party where you were here physically.
I was physically there too. I spent money.
Yeah,
you were
physically here.
Yeah. And I was an other word that I'll think of later that sounds like those two. Go ahead.
Well, it was just such a great time. And we've already talked about it on this podcast. And this is the thing. Something came up. Everybody, all these people came in, filed in, and then people started coming up to me with a lot of requests, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, to be a host of a party is cool. And my wife was just hostessing the shit out of the party.
Your wife hosted the shit out of that party. Hostessed.
Yeah, she was a hostess with the mostest.
She was she hostessed it. That is a hard word to say, especially when you've been drinking a lot of scotch and Bright Zero, which I have been.
Is that what you're drinking this evening? Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm drinking Bud Light because I'm just
because you're like that. We're out of beer over in this here hacienda, so I had to break out the 12-year single malt and dump in some Sprite Zero because you know, fuck you, anybody who's offended by that. I hope you are. In fact, I hope somebody hears that and goes, "What the fuck?" and then calls up you know his friend Fleance and says, "Fleance, listen to this," and it gets around, and like there's this whole cadre of like Upper West Side New York motherfuckers who are listening to the podcast. They're like, "Wait a minute, did he say 12-year single malt like from Speyside?" And he put in fucking Sprite Zero. Fuck that ninja! And I'm laughing because they don't normally talk like that on the Upper West Side. But Joe, I've completely gone off the track of your story. Please continue.
Well, and I don't know if I can bring it back, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, you can. You can.
This makes me think of – I was looking up the psychological terms of tangential. Tangential is universal in the English language, but tangential thought and tangential speech in the world of psychology is kind of a specific thing. It becomes a symptom to look out for when it comes to like mania and psychosis and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So I was looking up tangential and I realized that there's this other term called circumstantial, which is what we're doing now.
Okay, how's that work?
Also, a kind of a mild symptom can be of mania and psychosis. And I realized that when I read I was like, oh, tangential. We certainly do that on our podcast, Jason and I. Yeah. But then circumstantial is more what we do, which is we get carried away from a point, and tangential thought is that way too, where you get carried away from a point. Right. But there's some sort of association usually, and you never come back to what you started with. Uh-huh. Circumstantial is kind of irrelevant things take you away, and then you are able to bring it back.
Oh.
So a bunch of irrelevant things come into the conversation, but then you're able to bring it back. And so I think we have some combination of tangential and circumstantial speech.
You know what else
we
do? To
give you an example of that, I would like to bring it back to what we were talking about, which
is – Real quick before you do, can I just say one thing? I just say one thing? There's also circumcisional, where I cut you off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so please continue.
Oh!
Okay.
We're a couple of dumb motherfuckers.
And?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jason!
See, I realize all these little buttons that you have, I'm just going to try and do them with my mouth sometimes in response to you because I don't have the buttons, right?
Hey, yeah. So that's awesome.
So that's kind of fun. But anyway, so spectatorship, which is – we've already discussed is related to dictatorship.
Yeah.
And that's, I could go on another tangent there.
You could.
Or a circumstantial kind of bend and then bring it back. Hey, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Spectatorship. At my 40th birthday party, remember I was talking about that earlier?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while ago, but you were, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Boy, did we're having a hard time, but check it out. All these people were coming up to me. My wife is a great hostess. I was trying to do my best being a host, but like to me, I was like a little whiny kid, like stomping my foot, like I don't want to do anything. I just want to drink. Stop asking me. I was like, stop asking me to do stuff. I didn't want to drink. So I kept like referring people to my wife to make sure that I didn't need to do anything. Yeah. Now you were here and you saw though. I ended up having to do a bunch of shit. I was running around.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Tasks.
I didn't see it. I didn't see a goddamn thing. I was
okay.
So no, to your credit, you made it look smooth. And just again, another circumstantial thing, real quick. Just the idea that you were both acting like a little kid, and what a little kid said was, "I want a drink." So I just like that image of a 3-year-old.
Yeah, like a little stomping, like with my bottom lip, like all the way out, and my brow furrowed.
Yeah, but the fact that the 3-year old
is. Just like a 4-year old. This is what a 4-year old would say. I want to drink whiskey.
You didn't drink any whiskey, though, at your party.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was so pissed off.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Boom. Okay. Continue.
So I didn't realize it because I'm such a terrible sports fan. In fact, let's face it, I'm not a sports fan. This is a really good example of me not being a sports fan. The night of my 40th birthday party, I think it was the fucking AFC NFL football championship was that night. Did you know that?
I did not know that. That would have been AFC. Who is that? Was that the Eagles or the other guy?
Well, now we both exposed ourselves as people that don't know shit about football, but I think it was the Eagles and the Patriots. Or no, it was the Falcons and somebody else. What division is that?
It wasn't the Falcons. It was the Eagles and the Vikings.
And what Major League Baseball club is that?
That is the – oh, no, that was NFC. So it must have been Patriots and – yeah, we are terrible.
Yeah, so the Kings and the Penguins. Anyway, the fact is people kept coming up to me being like, look, I know it's – think about this. I know it's your 40th birthday party, man, but the fucking game is on. And I said, the game? And I didn't even know what the fuck they were talking about. The first person that came up to me, I said, you know what? And I'm sorry to my wife, Pauline, but I said, I'm pretty sure that my wife didn't schedule my 40th birthday party on the same important sports event. Well, she did, and that's okay, and that's why I love her, because she doesn't know shit about sports and neither do I. Yeah. But she did it on accident. Enough people came to me and asked me, look, man, we're going to hang out with you, but like, can you just put it on in your living room or something? Do you have that? And I was like, no, I don't. I have Netflix and Roku, and I don't have any – I don't watch sports. And then I realized I have bunny ears.
Okay.
And so I put on the bunny ears, and I got the game, and I was a hero for putting on the game, and it made my birthday better.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And that's called circumstantial thought. Yeah.
I like that. That's a good story.
The last 5 minutes was an example of circumstantial thought, I believe.
Joe told me, peek behind the curtain, Joe told me before we started, I haven't got any stories. Well, boom, story. And you know what? As far as the AFC championship game between the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars is concerned, how far away from where you had your party, which is not where you live because you live in Davenport, Iowa, but where your party was, how far away is the Grand Canyon? Do you know?
I mean, I can tell you maybe it's like an 8-hour drive.
Is it?
Mean from where we were, which was in Southern California? Yeah, I think it's like an 8-hour drive-ish. I don't know, though. You're the guy that – this is the thing. I think you genuinely know what you're talking about, but a lot of the times on the podcast – you know what you're talking about because you're reading from Wikipedia or Google or something. I hate to just throw that out there. You really are a knowledgeable fellow. But
I am. I actually Googled it just now, and it gave me the distance from Southern California to Grand Canyon Drive in Madison, Wisconsin, which is 29 hours, which is not what I wanted. So let's try.
The Grand Canyon is not in Madison, Wisconsin.
No. And, dude, you nailed it. 8 hours and 6 minutes to get from Southern California to the Grand Canyon. Here's why I bring it up.
You know why? Because I did it.
Because you did it. You've done it. Well, here's why I bring it up circumstantially. Because you could not – you could – if you tried to fill the Grand Canyon, it would overflow with the fucks I don't give about the AFC championship.
Circumstantial speech.
Boom. Nailed it. Let's keep
moving
on.
Can I get the applause thing?
Yeah. Here you go. I'll play the whole thing too.
Now get the crickets things ready. The cricket thing ready because
ready.
Watch out.
Go for it.
I don't like the Broncos. Actually, that was inaccurate. I don't give a fuck about the Broncos. However, I I used to when I was a child. I was forced into it.
Okay.
I've told stories about that before. There's been many stories about how my father is grossly irresponsible as a parent, and that was one of the stories because the Broncos were so important to us as I grew up, which is weird because I grew up on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And my dad was a transplant. We're all, you know, I'm literally painted blue and orange.
Yeah.
You know, in the 80s when the Broncos went to the Super Bowl. And no one else on Payne Street appreciated that because I don't know what the team is in Tennessee, but it's not the fucking Broncos. Okay.
It's not. And, although,
anyway,
there's a connection.
I'm just saying the Broncos used to be a big deal. They broke my father's heart. I think then, you know, I was then traumatized. I didn't have a broken heart, I was just emotionally traumatized. That's different. But I decided to not give a fuck about the Broncos. Perhaps that's why I decided to not give a shit about football at all, just as a protective measure, just like a psychological firewall against the emotional vulnerability that comes with being a football fan. Do you have a comment?
Yeah, no, I think what you're saying is actually pretty cogent, if I can use a word that I'm pretty sure I didn't use correctly. Spectating sports is it's about investing your emotions and your psychology in something that is utterly meaningless. Now, we're going to do a philosophy
episode.
So I don't want to get into existentialism and absurdism right now because, trust me, on the episode where we do philosophy, I will fuck those things up beyond all recognition. But my point is, I love the idea of people spending literally billions of dollars on something that has no consequence whatsoever. I suppose you could say that in some respects we give all this money to sports and some of the athletes then turn around and do things by, you know, reinvesting in their communities, or, you know, they'll go into a business and enrich the economy in that way, which is fine. But these are things that should happen anyway. We should not need the artifice of sports to funnel billions of dollars into what amounts to tens of millions of dollars in social good. So never mind that. The point is that overall sports are fucking meaningless, and yet we get so invested. I used to be a huge sports fan. The only reason I'm not now is because I don't have time. But I did the fantasy football thing, and back
well,
in the
you
day,
had one of your teams. Well, your team won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that you live in Seattle, Texas, but the Seahawks won, and because it had the word Seattle in it, you were very enthusiastic. I remember that.
Yeah, that's exactly – you're exactly right. And here in Seattle, Texas, we actually have a free cable channel where we get to watch all the Seattle Mariners games. And there's another channel where we watch all the Seattle Sonics games, which is weird because the Sonics got stolen from Seattle like 6, 7, 8 years ago. So I don't know how that works, but we get the game. So that's cool. But just the idea that people are just – like people have been literally murdered because of sporting events, right? Literally murdered. Like somebody walks into a stadium wearing the wrong jersey and that guy's going to get the shit beat out of him. It just goes to show you that if you're ever wondering – okay, so there you are, right, Joe? There you are. You are wearing nothing but a pair of jeans. You don't even have underwear on, just a pair of jeans. They're on your butt, but you know you're wearing jeans and you've got a –
Wow, we're really on the same page. How did you know all this shit? Anyway,
because
continue.
I'm picturing, and you've got a gun in your hand, one of those big, huge fucking guns, like a Smith & Wesson or a – I don't know what I know. When I talk about guns, I don't know anything, but it's big and it's oily and it's heavy and it smells like gun oil, and you've got it pressed up
enough
against –
enough about my cock. What about this gun?
You've got it pressed up against the skull of some shithead, and you just got it grinding into his temple, and he is crying. There's snot pouring down his mouth. Is his nose even, and like he's just sweating and it's disgusting and you're just there and like I don't know why you're doing this to him, but you've got a good reason and you're just like, give me one fucking reason why I shouldn't fucking kill you. And he goes go Broncos, pull that fucking trigger, Joe, because he is into some meaningless bullshit and wiping his ass off the face of the earth won't have a goddamn consequence in the whole universe. The end of rant. Your turn to talk.
Okay, well, let me see if I can respond to that. Now, give me a second here.
Yeah.
The thing about sports, and you brought it up, I think it's a very valid point. Sports is like this cash cow. It's really just this money-making fucking machine, and that's fine. But I think the reason why it is, and we'll go into this a little bit more, like on the philosophy episode, where maybe we can touch on some like sociological phenomena and whatnot.
As long as we touch on something, I just like touching. But please continue. Is Shaq's going to be on that episode?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, how cool. about that? But listen,
suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker.
Okay, very good. I like it. We're using the new buttons. Love this shit. Yeah. I'm just saying. I submit to you just briefly, and let's not go into it. We'll go into it on another episode. But sporting events, I think it allows us to partake in this psychological tendency, this sociological tendency toward tribalism, without having to actually engage in bloody conflict and destruction. Now, because we have that tendency, we can focus on this, the tribalism and the battle of sports, without people actually getting killed. However, it's true. People do get killed over sports. I would suggest to you that, and this isn't a suggestion, this is a statement of fact, war kills way more people than sports does. So this might be a mitigating factor when it comes to our tendencies and our destructive tendencies as a species.
Fair enough.
I want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Do you have a brief comment? Is that compelling at all, maybe?
It's compelling, very compelling. I agree. I was going to go the religion route, and I think that it's a parallel route to the route you were taking, which is to say that, sports is it can serve the same purpose that religion does in the sense of a community fellowship, an us versus them. That does not actually in the end kill people. I mean, let's face it, war, religion, basically the same fucking thing.
Well, I was just going to say war and religion are like pork and beans.
Exactly. There you go. Boom. Nailed it.
And then I just realized that pork and beans maybe isn't such a great combo. And then I realized, oh my God, meta upon meta, war and religion is a terrible fucking combo too.
It is. It is. And some people
I wouldn't want to eat pork and beans, and I wouldn't want to engage in war or religion. So – I'm a tree-hugging leftist.
You are. You're a hippie.
Did you hear that, Moonshine Pete? Suck it!
Suck it! Suck it!
Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Wow, you got me with that one. Good.
That's a good one. It's interesting because football in particular, and the Super Bowl is this Sunday, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but the football in particular uses a lot of war terminology, right? Or a lot of violent terminology, a lot of firearm terminology, you know. And I think it would be funny, and I wish I'd thought of this beforehand.
A lot of gay sex terminology, too.
That's true.
Continue.
I wish I wasn't, one, drunk right now, and two, had thought of this beforehand, because it would be funny to come up with, replace all of the violent war terminology in football with religious terminology. I don't know how you would do that, but it's like, you know, okay, he steps back instead of the shotgun formation. It's the, I don't know, the ecumenical formation. That's not funny. Work with me here, Joe.
No, it's like number 42, Erickson, smote on the four-yard line.
Smote. I don't know that it's a really – that's an old term that you'll hear in the Bible or see or read or feel or touch.
Religious. Or no. Oh, you're looking for war. Sorry.
No.
That would be funny to have someone get smote on a
I love it. I think it would be great. See, now we're going off on a tangent. This is not circumstance. This is a tangent. The very idea that you could get a play-by-play guy who's using like old, like Middle English inspired words to describe the action would be great, you know. Oh, he smote him right forcefully, and his puissant pass has found the receiver. You know, that would be fucking awesome. That would be good. No, what I'm talking about is replace all of the terminology in football with religious terms. Don't stick just to Catholic and Christian. I mean, go all over.
Eli Manning hath been forsaken.
Sacked again, not unlike the Visigoths sacked Rome in 1335 or whatever they talk. I don't know when they sacked Rome. Those goth fuckers.
Hey,
anyway,
let's we need to do this again because
we
that's
do.
Fun.
That's awesome. I'll
sit around
and
write some stuff about that because that's fun.
That'd be good. Hey, speaking of writing stuff, we are at minute 30 here on Ye Olde Podcast. So I don't know if we should do some ads now, get them out of the way, and then move on? What do you think?
Well, we presenteth what hath been written by someone else's.
Someone else's. I may call this podcast just because it's just because it will distract everyone. Someone else's. And people are like, oh, it's going to be an old fucking weird-ass language podcast. Nope, it's sports. Fuck you, Ninja.
I think you should call it Smote on the 50-yard line.
I do. I like that even better. I'm going to write that down, too. Smote. My pen's running out of ink, and that's not a metaphor for my penis. It's actually literally true. Smote on the 50. God, fucking goddamn pens.
Well, it's tough for us because I know me and you, but we have pens. Well, we have quills and ink wells.
Yeah.
And feathers, and there's candlelight. So whenever we're trying to write something down, it looks really goddamn, you know, fancy.
It's
cool.
It's crazy because we're doing a podcast by candlelight, and over to the left of me, and I'm actually pointing to my right, which you don't know because this is a fucking podcast. But over to the left of me is like 15 monks ready to write down everything I say, and then have sex with each other. Let's do some ads. Who's going first? You or me?
You.
Me. Okay. Here we go.
Jason hasseth been smote.
I'm smoting this here ad. Okay.
Forsaken.
Forsaken, forsooth, verily, and unto, and virgin. Here's the copy Larko sent. I shall now read it. The Super Bowl is, for some people, a legitimate, authentic, bona fide, no strings attached, no ifs and or buts, 100% official government-recognized holiday. People get together with family, eat lots of food, drink too much, have pointless arguments, and wind up falling asleep in front of the TV with one hand halfway down the front of their pants, just like Thanksgiving or Christmas or Arbor Day. The Super Bowl is all-American, non-denominational, and most important of all, it makes rich people richer and poor people poorer. What's more American than that? But like all holidays, it's starting to get a little tired, isn't it? I mean, how many more years are you going to cram Aunt Jolene's seven-layer dip down your gullet? How much longer before that crock-pot of beans and wieners starts whispering to you about the nearest guns and ammo shoppatorium and how it's just a short drive away? Or pizza? Jesus fucking Christ, everyone eats pizza on Super Bowl Sunday. That's why it takes 3 hours just to get a lame-ass pepperoni and mushroom delivered, which is horseshit. You know what you ought to do this year? You should celebrate Super Bowl Sunday the Larko way. Get yourself a giant effin' barbecue wing. We dumped a GNC store's worth of steroids into an all-ergonomic, range-free, hypno-allergic poultry farm, and then gave them all a few blasts of Fukushima-level radiation. The result? A pulsating, undulating flock of 18-foot-tall, 19-winged birds, the likes that would make H.P. Lovecraft shit his pants and then ask you to pass the barbecue sauce. Finger looking good? You wind up licking your whole goddamn body after diving into one of these bad motherfuckers. Pick up a 25-pound giant FBBQ wing, or if you've got one of those fuck-off 70-inch 4D ultra-curved flat-panel televisions with so many pixels that every porno is a full-fledged gynecological exam and every asshole in the neighborhood is coming over to watch grown men in tight pants slap each other on the ass while getting paid more money than the entire state of Michigan made in tax revenues last year, why not go for the 50-pound FBBQ King Wingzilla Kong Deluxe, the only snack banned in 13 countries and alleged to be the inspiration for the hell scene in that 1997 sci-fi flick Event Horizon. Celery sticks and ranch dressing included, of course. Great big fucking celery sticks and tubs and tubs and tubs of ranch dressing. Larko's giant effin' barbecue wings come in a variety of flavors such as buffalo, garlic parmesan, jalapeno and bourbon teriyaki, and Ariana Grande's favorite wing flavor, vegan adzuki bean. No refunds. So, who you think's gonna win the big game this year? You will if you order yourself and your family and your friends and neighbors and anyone within a 2 mile radius a Larko giant effin' barbecue wing.
Oh, shit.
Scene.
All right. That's great.
All right. Woohoo.
Larko.
Yeah, I just picture a family gathered around one huge, huge fucking barbecue wing. Just one. It's huge. Kids are playing on it.
That's great. That's
granddad's carving it with a big knife. Yeah.
Well, that's how it would have to go. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, hey, I have to, full disclosure.
Yeah.
Here, maybe I should just, maybe it's just burp into the microphone instead of away from it.
Wow.
Hope that came through okay.
That was very anyway, sportsmanlike.
I think a new tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we brought this up before.
Tradition. Yeah.
On the new podcast.
Yeah.
Is that I need to go and take a pee.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what you're going to do. It's delightful for me when I take a pee because the next day when I listen to the podcast, I get to hear the bizarre and very funny things that you come up with while I'm peeing. But before that happens, there's another thing.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people that came over here tonight in Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
And it's because more and more of my circle of friends and their friends, they know when we record. And it makes me a little nervous because they come over here. I don't know if the mic's picking it up, but like they're out in the backyard and I swear to God, they're like milling about and wanting to break in here and mess with the podcast.
I'm sorry, but
and
but
so what I'm going to do when I go out to take a pee, I'm going to try and like because I really feel like that's what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And I can hear some of this and you can't, and our listener, Ian, can't hear this through the mic. But
didn't we get a new listener?
Wait, say again?
Did we get a new listener? New podcast, new listener? That's for another show. Sorry, I'm distracted. That's tangential. And I'm being circumcisional. Never mind. Ignore
don't
that
cut me off. Listen. There's people. Seriously, don't cut me off. That's not cool.
No.
But anyway, as I go pee, I'm actually going to be able to take control of this a little bit. It occurs to me if people barge in while we're like trying to pay for this podcast, there's ads.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm going to try to argue for the podcast to be over. Now that might help for a bunch of assholes, drunken assholes, to just barge in. And, you know, make the podcast sound like shit. That in and of itself is an argument for cancellation. Like, what the fuck are these people doing? Hold on. Let me just wrap this up if I can. I'm going to go out, take a pee. You do whatever you want. You get your little solo whatever the fuck you want to do. I'll be happy to hear it tomorrow. I'll see if I can't get them to not come in, at least not yet, so we can kind of get – some of this stuff done, and then I'll come back, and then we'll continue.
Okay,
too much exposition?
No, not at all. Not in the least. Not even a tiny bit. Listen, let me ask you this question: am I not supposed to play your ad while you're gone? Wouldn't this be the perfect time, or would you rather be here to listen to it?
Actually, this particular ad, I'm worried about the person that's going to read it. I'm not the one that's going to read it.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I'm
a little worried. I want to be here. I'm really curious as to what's going to happen.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, I want to be here for that. And I hate to put you on the spot.
No.
I'm sorry. Or why don't you – hey, do you have a bookshelf nearby? Why don't you just crack open a book and just start reading some shit?
I could do that. Yeah, why not? Here we go. All right. Joe, go pee, and I will read from Tests of the Dubervilles by Thomas Hardy.
Word.
I can work this into like a fucking voiceover contract or something. People call me up and say, hey, we like the way you read Thomas fucking Hardy, so we're hoping you fucking read for our books on tape and shit. On an evening in the latter part of fucking May, a goddamn middle-aged man was walking homeward from Shaston, which is a shithole, to the village of Marlet, and no one goes there, in the adjoining vale of Blakemore or Blackmore. Take your fucking pick. Call it what you want. Nobody gives a fuck. The pair of legs that carried him were rickety, and there was a bias in his gait, which is one of those fancy-ass words, which means he leaned, that inclined him somewhat to the left of a straight line. Now, I'm not here to tell you what Thomas Hardy meant by left, but clearly he's a liberal scumbag. He occasionally gave a smart nod. Smart here doesn't mean that he's intelligent. He's a dumbass. If you've read this book, you'll know the guy they're talking about is a dumbass. It means smart means like quick, like boom, smart net. smart nod. Like, smart nod. Go try it. Like, if you're listening to this and you're like, hit pause, go try a smart nod and then come back. Anyway, as if in confirmation of some opinion, though he was not thinking of anything in particular, like every man that ever lived. That was me, not Thomas Hardy. Particular was the last line of that sentence, and then me. An empty egg basket was slung upon his arm. Boom. Metaphor. Highlight that sentence. Write about it in your essay. You'll get an A. The nap of his hat was ruffled, a patch being quite worn away at its brand where his thumb came in taking it off. You see, you got that? That's more metaphor shit. Look, I'm an English major. I know what I'm talking about. If there's a worn spot on his hat where he frequently took it off, that means we're supposed to understand he's very subservient. He's always taking his hat off to his superiors. And you don't know this yet if you haven't read the book, but later on he puts on airs. This is very meaningful. Where was I? Presently, he was met by an elderly person astride on a gray mare who, as he rode, hummed a wandering tune. Now, that's a little play on words because we're led to believe the tune kind of goes from this song to that song, whatever, like listening to a two-year-old who's had way too much fucking sugar and is finally coming down from his high. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Also, we're supposed to be led to believe that this person is wandering, when in point of fact, he's very specifically doing something. That's called irony. Joe, are you back yet? Because everybody's probably bored as shit.
Holy shit, how did you do? That took me a while, and I apologize.
I read the first paragraph in its entirety of Tess of the Dubervilles by Thomas motherfucking Hardy.
Oh my God.
Yep, did it.
Okay. Look, don't be mad at me.
No, I love you, dude.
I can hear some frustration in your voice.
No, I'm drunk. Fuck you. I'm not. Hey.
Okay. Look, the reason why it took me so long is because I'm trying to get all these drunk people not to barge in, at least not until we've done our business, okay? So thank you for doing that. I also had to take a pee, but mostly it was me trying to wrest control of a gaggle.
Yeah.
Gaggle would be all females. There is one male in there.
That's sexist.
Gaggle?
Isn't it?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Well, shit. Luckily,
no,
only Ian listens to this podcast.
That's right. And
so,
Brandy.
Where were we before I had you just read a book?
You were about to introduce an ad so that we could pay for this pile of excrement.
Yes, please. Do you have an intro for me?
I sure do. Here we go.
All right, so this is going to be read by someone that you might find familiar. Let's bring him in.
Here we go.
Hello there. My name's Bob. I'm here to talk about something that's important to your health. Your health. You see, if you don't get proper exercise, you put yourself at higher risk of having a stroke. That's why I'm here to tell you about a brand new product that makes exercising sleazy. It's the Nordic Track X9i Incline Trainer Treadmill. It's got buttons and bleeps and bloops that make me feel tired just looking at it. I'll tell you what, I'll give it a try right now and tell you how it feels.
He's doing pretty good so far.
Jesus. A dairy cow wearing a top hat, blowing a rape whistle, standing on top of a school bus. What? That dollar wasn't 5 cents. I still believe I'm having a broke. Tony Danza wearing hooker makeup in pigtails, eating toilet water, rat soup in county jail.
Bob?
Oh my God, that was...
Is he still online?
I don't know. I think he is. I shouldn't laugh.
I don't know if he's alright. That sounded bad. That sounded really bad. Fucking bad.
Every time you bring up Tony Dance, I'm going to lose my shit.
Well, dude, like, I thought he was doing really well. It was like all these sentences are together.
Yeah.
You know, because usually he starts losing his shit. Right when I thought everything was okay, it really went downhill fast. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah. Poor guy. Do son not put Stroke and Bob on a Nordic Track X711i.
No, it's, as soon as he got on that fucking thing, it was over.
Oh, my God.
Do you still – hey, is he still on the line or we're disconnected now?
Well, the line is still open. I don't know if he's making any noise. Do you hear him back there? Do you hear him?
No. I was just happy to hear that he had lived because he's been on the show before. Fucking time that he reads an ad, we're certain that he's died. And I have to say, that's how I feel right now.
Poor guy. Well, hopefully he'll get through this one too, wherever he is, Stroking Bob. I am both intrigued by and a little bit afraid of the Nordic Track at this point. But, you know.
I think you could handle it. I think that maybe that was poor judgment on Stroke and Bob's part, but I think you'd be fine. Maybe that was a malfunction of the machinery. I mean, that sounded really bad.
It just picked him up and kept going too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. You know. Then again, I think the other day, weren't you telling me about the time Stroke and Bob was using a can opener and had a stroke? I mean, let's face it, he gets on anything quasi-athletic and he's gonna stroke out. You know, speaking of stroke, Joe, this is true, and I think you have a friend who's a psychologist. You tell me, I've been smelling weird things lately. It has nothing to do with sports. Maybe it's a sports injury, I don't know. But I've been smelling things. Isn't that a sign that I'm gonna have a stroke? Like, I've been smelling body odor, like really, really bad body odor. Like, I stick my finger in my belly button, I root around, and I pull it out, and I smell just this awful stink. I'm having a stroke, right? I'm going to, right? Should I eat some carrots?
It's when you smell things like that. I mean, one, it could just be the disgusting schmutz that's in your fucking belly button.
No.
But my understanding of psychology is that sometimes when you have an olfactory experience, it's has something to do with your past or like some traumatic experience. And I think Freud would say that when you smell something like that, it's because deep down you want to fuck your mom.
Well, I am rooting I'm basically fisting my own belly button, which is an image I hope haunts you for the rest of your fucking life for saying what you said. But
I know that was really tough. Could you go ahead and put one of those over?
Yeah,
I mean in post. You know, now we can do that. We can do things in post.
We can. Hey, speaking of post, this has nothing to do with that. We're at 13 minutes left to go. You said you had an argument for cancellation. You also said that you might bring in some people to, like, mess the show up. You're a genuine agent provocateur, aren't you? I mean, if you're, like, bringing in people to fuck up the podcast just to justify shutting it down here on our second episode, I don't know, Joe. I mean, I admire your ingeniousness, which is a word that I just made up, but I don't know if I can. I mean, I respect it, but I don't know if I admire. I admire and respect it, but I don't know if I trust. I trust it. I admire it. I respect it, but I don't know if I would put it in a box and send it to my grandma for.
Well, even though you are trustworthy, and admirable, and whatever else word that you just said, and that was a very, very poorly constructed sentence.
Don't worry about
it. I think this is a good segue into the fact that we should stop. Like, what is this? What are we fucking talking about? Here's one thing. Just listen, rewind for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and you'll be like, oh, they need to stop.
Yeah.
But then listen to the next 5 minutes,
okay,
and you'll be like, oh, no. This needs to be over immediately. Do you have an intro for me? I'm gonna argue for the cancellation of this podcast.
I do.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome. son of a bitches, to this edition of Arguments for Cancellation on the JBC Show. All right, so the theme is sports, fitness. I would say this song is about a sport that should never be ever mentioned, let alone sung about, and that is the sport of fucking your mom. And let's talk about fitness for a minute. This is a perfect example of how we are not fit to podcast. Mm. I tried to obscenitize a song, but obscenity is one level. What I did is shameful and embarrassing. Hit it.
Wrong way, Wang fucked your mother's ass. Wrong way up your mom's digestive tract. Seems like she should be shitting from there, but then I stuff my purple ding dong there. Wrong way, Wang, take it from the back. Nutsack on your mom's butt crack. Your mama had to shave her butt hair before I placed my filthy penis up there. Your mom can blow like no one else can blow. I bust my load into your mom's butthole. Wrong way, Wang, causing anal pain. Spood swirling down the bunghole drain.
Yeah. Yeah, you convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
Well,
that was Joe, you're like if Weird Al and Larry Flint like fucked each other and the baby somehow didn't die. It should have died. Even Republicans are like, yeah, abortion's not necessarily 100% off the table when that happens. And that was brilliant.
Well, it's okay.
Right on cue.
This guy here, introduce yourself. What's your name?
My name is Ryan. Am I on TV right now?
You are. Yes, you are on television, my friend. Hey,
can Ryan hear me?
Jason, do you have an interesting, maybe a silly question to ask this gentleman?
I do. Hey, Ryan, can you hear me? That's a no.
No, he can't hear you. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Let's fuck with the audio. Let's do this.
Okay, ready when you are, sir.
Okay, so Ryan, you can hear me. All right. I want a Super Bowl prediction, but I don't want it in points. I want it in how many times the Patriots will cheat before the first half is over.
I believe they will cheat at least four times by stealing playing signals, and there'll be at least one ref payoff.
Excellent. Okay, that's a good, pretty good prediction. All right. Ryan, you a sports fan in general?
Yes, but I hate the Patriots and the Eagles. So, big Giants fan. I got to see 18 wins, one Giant loss. So, really hoping they lose again.
That's all it takes, man. Good. So, this is the hate bowl for
that,
you. I like that.
That is a comment from an actual person that actually watches sports.
Yeah, we've I like
mentioned
that.
Mentioned before that we don't fucking give a shit about sports.
We don't. Which is why we did a podcast about it. Boom. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Yeah?
Hey, can you hear me, Jason?
I can. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. A bunch of people just walked in. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they give a shit about talking on this podcast. Oh, here's one. Here's another one.
Talking to Jason.
Here's another one.
Hello, right. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
My name's Brandy.
Hey, Brandy. How the hell are you? Unless you're Christian, then how the heck are you?
Did you say unless I'm Christian?
Yeah. I want to be sensitive to you.
Jason loves Christians. Stop it, Jason.
I am Christian. I am from Georgia. So, yeah.
Okay.
Go Trump.
No, do not go Trump.
So,
fuck Trump, love Jesus.
Continue. That's right.
So, Brandy, here's my question for you. Winter Olympics are coming up. Which country are you hoping will have the most devastating crash in the luge?
I think North Korea and South Korea would be amazing if the two of them are both. Actually, I would like for South Korea to just edge out North Korea.
That would be great. Aren't they competing together, though?
They're walking in the Olympic ceremony together as a show of faith between their two countries, which is a joke. But they're competing separately.
I heard that Vegas has been cheating on the Olympics. They have been putting odds on North Korea by telling them that the medals are made out of pasta, which they're desperate to get a hold of. So,
hey, if medals were made out of pasta, I would be an Olympian. So would most of my girlfriends.
Excellent. Okay, see, this is great. So we've covered now, I think you guys are talking about football. Maybe you're talking about cricket. I don't know. But now you've covered the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
Hey, did any of you other drunk sons of bitches want to talk?
Here. No!
Oh, here's someone. Here. It's what's your name, Toots?
Oh. Hi, Jason. This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. How the hell are you? So, can I
ask you? How are you doing?
I'm doing really great, really, really great. I'm wearing more clothes than usual, so this should be an appropriate interview. You will not Harvey Weinstein my ass on this one. Anyway, so I'm going to ask you a sports question if you're ready to go.
Go for it, Jason.
All right, here we go. Jennifer, I want to know, who is your favorite Mariners second baseman from before 1985?
Mariners, is that like a fisherman?
Yep. It's a baseball team.
I thought she was going to say Pee Wee Herman, but
the hell? What kind of question is that?
Just say a Mexican name. That might sound racist, but it's actually probably accurate.
Whoa, that was terrible.
It was. I was. Yeah.
He just wanted you to say a Mexican name, and that'll be close enough.
Hey, that's respect to my brothers from down under the southern border because they're brown and they know how to throw that ball around.
So the Mariners are just filled with a bunch of Mexicans? Is that what we're saying here?
No, I didn't know that.
But I think Jason does.
Yeah.
I said that's completely not true and very, very racist. And I'm going to go bury my – you're not ethnic, are you, Jennifer?
You've been a racist, and it's not the first time that either of us have gone there before. God damn it, it's shameful. Hey, why don't you tell us – no. This person would never, ever, ever go there. Tell us – berate us for being racist.
My God, you white privileged kids. I don't understand why you could even be racist. Like, isn't it against your hipster norm? Like, aren't you more evolved than this? I don't understand. Like, all the Mariners are Mexican?
I don't have a tail, but my tail just went between my legs.
Jennifer, like, nice one. Funny. Joe, book her for the next show. I want Jennifer on the show. I want her on the show.
This is the last time we're going to hear from her. She's going to get on here and show us who's white privileged dickheads.
You know what she's going to do, Joe? She's going to show us who's the boss. Tony Danza reference. Boom. Call back.
He loves Tony Danza.
I love Tony Danza.
You know what would be really funny? When Jen comes on the show again, we will play the Who's the Boss theme when she comes in. Because who's the fucking boss?
Jennifer.
It's Jen.
I love it.
Excellent. Oh, your name is Angela?
No, Angela's the lady that he works for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just forgot your name. I've got a problem here.
All right. Bye, Jason. It was great to see you. Joey's birthday.
Great to see you, too.
Mwah. Now, there's only one person here left, and I don't know if she's going to be willing to go through this.
Joe, she's got literally 40 seconds to get her.
You have 40 seconds, babe. It is right. Pauline, my wife.
Hey, Pauline.
Hi.
How are you?
I was so nervous for this podcast, I had to go put some lip gloss on. So.
Wow, super nice. Can I ask you a sports question since that's the theme today?
Sure.
Okay, what you're married to Joe, right?
Kind of, yes. Kind of,
yeah, okay. So this is my question. If you had to choose pitcher's glove, catcher's glove, or outfielder's glove, which one most looks like Joey's ball sack?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. The good thing about Joey's ball sack is that I guess it incorporates all of those things.
Oh! Yeah.
Good answer. Good. Joe, yeah. You should marry her if you're not already married to her. And if you are already, divorce her and marry her again just to give her a party. That's a
and
great
technically
answer.
Technically, we're married, and I've been thinking about actually emotionally, spiritually doing it. Mm-hmm. On paper, we're already married, but we want to take the next step, right, babe? Which is emotional, perhaps spiritual marriage.
I'm thinking about it.
And she knows enough about my ball sack where I think we can make this happen.
Yeah.
I think that's great. You know what? Practice there, Pauline. Practice. Throw balls at his ball sack to see which mitt it most looks like, and I think you will be.
Trying to, like, oil them up, you know. Yeah, you're supposed to do that with the gloves, you know.
Oil them up. Wrap a belt in them.
Anyway, babe, give me a kiss. It'll be an audio kiss. Give me a kiss!
Wow.
All right, that was pretty cheesy.
That was
I think
awesome.
That's another good reason for us to stop this.
No. Not at all. Joe, I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but show is over. I delayed it by a minute because I have respect for your wife. I don't have any respect for you, but your wife and Ryan and Jen.
Thank you, sir.
All good people.
We hope that Stroke and Bob is still alive.
Fingers crossed.
Doesn't sound good.
Nope, but never does.
Now, I've given my wife a kiss goodnight. I'd give you one too, Jason, except you're fucking ugly, bitch.
Well, that's never stopped you before, you slut.
Okay, it's getting ugly.
It's getting ugly, just like my face. Good night, Joe.
Good evening, sir.
White privilege!
Thing professionally 5 to 6 hours a day, certainly you could end up with some malforming, and I've heard all
say goodnight, Ryan.
last forever.